Camilo Corsanigo, 1891-1963, was national president of Catholic Action in Italy, dean of the consistorial lawyers, where he functioned as advocate of causes of beatification and canonization, and a professor at the Pontifical Lateran University in Rome. He wrote an assigned testimony in 1952. Throughout my life, by now fairly long, I have read a very large number of works in apologetics, hagiography, saints' lives, theology, and biblical criticism. However, I have never found such a body of knowledge, art, devotion, and adherence to the traditional teachings of the Church, as in Miss Maria Valtorta's work on the Gospels. Having read those numerous pages attentively and repeatedly, I must in all conscience declare that with respect to the woman who wrote them, only two hypotheses can be made. A. Either she was talented like Manzoni or Shakespeare, and her scriptural and theological learning and her knowledge of the holy places were perfect, at any rate superior to those of anyone alive in Italy today. B. Or else, digitus deest hic. God's finger is here. Obedient as I am, and as, with God's grace, I intend being all my life, to the supreme and infallible magisterium of the Church, I will never dare take its place. Yet, as a humble Christian, I profess that I think the publication of this work will help to take many souls back to God, and will arouse in the modern world an apologetic interest, and a leavening of Christian life comparable only to the effects of the private revelation of the Sacred Heart to Saint Marie Alacoque.